Ah, so holding here in Kutei Eitzos by Achiva. But it's Gimel. It says, Bisha Yesh Lo Shleimus Lashon HaKadosh. One who has complete Lashon HaKadosh. But it means that their speech is fixed and they have Lashon HaKadosh. But Shem Rebris. Who Yachal Eru, he's able to awaken and arouse the Sneisus HaOisius, the sparks of the letters, Sheyesh B'chol Dabar in everything. So Vazai, right? He could bring out the sparks of holiness. Vazai then, Achilosai, when he eats, Ushtiyasai, when he drinks, B'chol Tanuga, Eina Elomis, Sneisus HaOisius. What he's eating and drinking, he's not really eating and drinking the physical so much. Really what he's doing is, he's eating and drinking the spiritual. That's really what he's doing. So he's busy eating the sparks, he's eating all the ice inside. Everything he eats, he's eating the aleph bit. Umizeh Meir Lipa. From this, he makes his heart shine. From his eating and drinking and his gashmias, it helps his heart shine. By Deizeh Panam Meirus. And once his heart shines, when your heart's happy, then your face is happy. When a person's, the way they feel inside, that's what you see on their face. So when a person, now that he's happy, he feels spiritually uplifted, then his face shines. And he purifies his face so much, and his face gets such a shine of spirituality. Other people can get aroused from tshuva, just like they should upon himself. Just by other people looking at his face, when you look at a tzaddik's face, just by looking at his face, it has such kedusha on it. You could, every person who sees it could get aroused from avodas Hashem. Because every person could see his atzmai upon himself. Every person who looks at the tzaddik, his face is shining so much, it looks like a mirror. His face looks like a mirror, could move a mirror, just like in a mirror. The yira ichshu mishuka b'choshech. A person could look at the tzaddik, he sees such a shine, it shines like a mirror, and he sees it. I look at the tzaddik, I see, wow, I'm pretty far from Hashem. I'm in the darkness. So I see, I look at the tzaddik, and I see that I reeled them in the darkness. Ashu b'loy tzachachu b'loy muster. Even without the tzaddik telling you anything, ya'ur is chaveri b'tshuva. Automatically, he could make this other person be aroused in tshuva. Raki mashi yavet b'panim shloi lavai. Just by looking at his face. It's interesting. Here he didn't say tzai. It says chaveira. One person could have such a shine on his face. Another person could look at them and want to do tshuva. Even without telling them anything. Just automatically could want to do tshuva. And the person got all this from what? From the gashmias. From bringing up the sparks of the gashmias, the physical, he got this huge shine on his face. Talim. So other Magrish Israel, all of a sudden a person feels he's starving. All of a sudden he becomes starving. He gets this urge, he has to eat. Right now, he has to eat. Suddenly he has this huge urge to eat. He said, no, he has enemies. He has enemies. It's a sign that he has enemies above, could be also in this world. The person all of a sudden becomes starving. So all of a sudden he's having this huge strengthening of the physical trying to overcome him. So that means the other side is overpowering. The other side is the did, it's all the gashmias. So what should the person do? What's the etza? So how do I break the enemies? Over here, it's another etza. Let's say none of that. You can't go to the Beis Medrash right now. So Rabbi says, go to the Beis Medrash. So let's say I'm in the Beis Medrash. And he comes and he tries to find me in the Beis Medrash. Makes me starving all of a sudden. You have to eat right now. To break the animalistic tendencies, Hamas Avalachal. Say, I'm not eating now. I'll wait a minute. Also, you have this urge. I have to eat right now. So relax. I don't have to eat right now. I'll wait a minute. I'll wait 2 minutes. I'll wait 5 minutes, a half hour. I don't have to eat. So that's how I break the Taivas Achila, break the animalistic tendencies. And that's how I'll break my enemies also, the side of me that said, did. Ki igar hara avad hu labahamis. The main reason we get starving, and the main is all from coming from the animalistic tendencies. Like they say, you're not someone else. Through this, you're breaking the other side. We're breaking the animalistic tendencies. You're breaking the gashmias. Through this, we can be saved from our enemies. For more information, go to Kutmer and Tara Lama test. So now, in Shpiras Halosh of Chai Tara Paragzad. I was speaking about the learning Torah, the greatness of learning Torah, and the negative side to be with the Torah. So the Dalam in Asher, every person should imagine to himself, let's say a huge king saw someone lying in the garbage can. And all of a sudden the king, he feels bad for him. He finds chayin in the king's eye. The king sees him in the garbage can, homeless person. And he says, you know what? Go take a shower. Right? Go, you know, go to the doctors, make him feel better until he becomes purely healthy. And the king goes and gives him beautiful clothing. And he crowns him with gems. And the king says, here, I take my take everything from my treasure house. And you could decide what to be in the kingdom. So you can go even marry my daughter. Right? Also, this person, who the king took him from the garbage and he brought him up, he sees a little child in the garbage playing and throwing stones in the garbage. He says, you know, I'm jealous. So I used to do that. It used to be fun. I used to sit in the garbage. It used to be a good life in the garbage. No, it wasn't the easiest life, but it was a good life. You just sit there and throwing, you know, sit in the garbage, eat a little bit of food from there. Right? So he said, you know what? I'm not interested in being the king's advisor anymore. He throws up all his king, all his clothing for the king, and he's not interested in the job anymore. And he goes back to wallow in the garbage with this little child. He goes back to his old ways. So imagine how upset with him the king will be. He's going to be upset at this guy. You used to be in the garbage. I took you off. I brought you up. I gave you stature. I gave you clothing. I gave you everything you could want. And you still go back to the garbage? Not only that, you're disgracing me. You used to be, officially, everybody knows, you're the king's advisor. You're the king's highest advisor. Now you're sitting here, you're being rolling in the garbage, and you're taking your beautiful clothing and you're making them so filthy. And we understand the nimshal on our own. It's self-understood that all the more so how much a person is going to be punished, someone who abandons Hashem's Torah to go and just wallow in the garbage, all the gashmias of this world, and be involved in all the gashmias of this world. The king took us, he gave us the Torah from his treasure house, the highest thing. The Torah could make us so special. He picked us up from the garbage. Hashem lifted us up. We were nothing. We weren't anything. Hashem picked us up. We were in Mitzrayim. We were nothing. He gave us the Torah. Ma'ashmas Yaram Evian. The pasuk says, Ma'ashmas Yaram Evian. Hashem picked us up from the garbage heap. And that's what Chazal say in the Gemara Brachas Tafei. Kol she'evshel elastik with her, whoever is possible for him to learn Torah. The ain't noise, he doesn't learn Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe I'll have Yisurim b'cha'arim ba'oichrim. Hashem brings him in terrible problems, terrible pains. Shenamar, like the pasuk says to Hillim, Ne'alamti dumiya ha'chashesi mitayif cha'efi nekor. Because you were left silent, that's why you're going to have pain now. And what does it mean you were silent from the good? Ein tayif ela tayra. This is referring to tayra. Hashem should help us try to be strong in Torah, not be lax in Torah. Hashem, because also the opposite is also true. We do learn Torah. Imagine how much Hashem, like we said earlier, Hashem, how much Hashem helps the person. They take away all the Torahs from him. They take away all derech eretz, all malchus. So Hashem is to learn Torah. That's a bit of Torah. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Now we try to start learning Torah. Hashem's help. It's a little bit challenging sugya. We'll try to understand. Hashem will help us. Itman, we're holding Bab Amud Aleph, almost 10 lines to the bottom. Yeah, 10, 12 lines to the bottom. Itman. Yeah. Efrayach Shenoila. Let's say you have a chick which is born by Yomtiv. So now we're not talking about that it was late on Yomtiv. It was late before Yomtiv. Until that, all the Gemara's were referring to when it was. Until that, all the Gemara's were referring to a case where the chick was actually laid on Yom Tov. Now it's not the case. The eggs were laid on Yom Tov. Now we're talking specifically where the chick was hatched. It was already laid a few days ago. It hatched on Yom Tov. Rav Amar Aser. Rav says it's Aser to eat this egg. Ushmuel v'yitem Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mutter. Shmuel, some say it's Rabbi Yochanan, said that it's Mutter. You're allowed to eat this. Why? Like, why explain this off? Rav Amar Aster. Rav says it's Aster. Why? Muktu. It's Mukta. It was set aside. Since during Bein Hashmashos, during when Yom Tov came in, I had no use for it because it was an egg, right? It was a chick, an egg, right? That the chick was in here. It just wasn't ready to be hatched. So you have no purpose and no use for such an egg, right? Probably not going to use it for your bedpost, probably. Probably not going to smash this thing. So basically, essentially, someone asked me a question, why maybe you still use it for a bottle stopper. But Lamaisa, it's unhatched. If some of you did it. The case is you did it. Reality is you didn't use it for a bottle stopper. So it's muksa. You weren't planning. You were waiting for it to hatch on Erev Yom Tov. So Erev Yom Tov bin Ashmashes. It was set aside. It had no purpose. So halacha is, we know that halacha by muksa is, whatever is muksa during bin Ashmashes, right, when Yom Tov comes in, remains muksa the whole Yom Tov. So since during bin Ashmashes, this egg was unhatched. There was no use. It wasn't edible for edibles. There was no use for it. Right? Therefore, it's going to stay muktzah the entire Yom Tov. That's what Rav says. Therefore, even once it hatches, it's still muktzah. That's what Rav holds. Simple, it's muktzah. Rav is very simple. Right? Rav is understood. Comes Shmuel. He says, Rabbi Yechid, Amar. Mutter. It's mutter. Why? Why is it mutter? Aye, it's muktzah. There are many shmashes, you have no use for it. So why is it? It's muktzah. He says, Hayu umatir atzmai b'shchita. He says, Hayu. Since. What's his since? Since this chick can now become mutter by shechting it, therefore it also takes off the mukta. And what in the world does that mean? Let's see Rashi. You'll understand a little more from Rashi. What's the svar then? It's mukta. Rav is right. It's mukta. Say no. Since now, if you shech this chick, it will become mutter. So since you have a way to make the egg mutter, therefore, the muksa also could come off. The same way until now is usher to eat it, but your shchita could make it mutter, right? So too, your muksa falls off. Since we give you a hefter now to eat it, we give you a hefter on the muksa. That's what I say. Since you could now eat this chicken, we give you one leniency, we throw in another leniency. Since we give you one hefter, we permit you to shechta now and eat it. So too, we'll also say it's no longer muksa. Now, what's that supposed to mean exactly? Let's see Rashi. Hayul umater atzmai. Let's see Rashi, the fourth wide line in Rashi. Hayul umater atzmai. Since it makes itself mutter. Hayul umater atzmai bilei dastai. Since it makes itself mutter by being born, meaning by hatching now. Lehiyos nishchat. That now it's able to be slaughtered. It's fit to be slaughtered and eaten. Mashaloi haya, which was not lefnei dastai. This was not true before it's. Born, meaning, when we say born, meaning that it was hatched. So to mukta, hitters asma bilaytasin. Also, the mukta comes off when this chick is hatched, when the chick is born. Why? But the migu, the isakin laha, since it's fixed for this, meaning it used to be unedible, now it's in a category of edible once I shaft it. So isakin laha, it's also fixed that it's no longer mukta. Anybody understand what that's supposed to mean?
The other way around. No. So well, why can't you say? I mean, if you can accept this.
I don't understand it so far. I'm asking you for what's this supposed to mean? Anybody have a shot of it? What's this supposed to mean? Since you used to not be able to eat it, and now we give you a hetzer to eat it, so now it's edible. Therefore, it loses. It goes from muksa, loses muksa status to non-muksa. What does it do with each other? What does it do with anything? What's the connection, Mukhla?
Chase
it spread out. What's the connection?
But
how to change your status for not? It's true. I understand. It's true. That's what we're saying. It's true. We're saying it changed its status. So Chanan is saying it changed its status. What? So what? Doesn't matter. It could be muksa. How does it do that? That since
because we said the
Koach Shkita
is
about
the
Mukta,
right?
What
do
you mean the Koach
Shkita
is about the Mukta? We're saying, since you could Shechta now, you could eat it, therefore it's also not Mukta. Yeah, since you could Shechta.
The actual Shkita, so now right.
Yeah, you did Shechta. I'm saying, since we're giving you a Heter to Shechta now it's being edible, we'll also give you a Heter to say this thing is not Mukta. What do we mean? Mukta is a physical thing. Yeah, so there's a Raisa also, but what's that supposed to mean? The Raisa, the Rabbanu, what's it to do with anything? Just because we tell you you're allowed to Shechta. Therefore, now this thing really, it wasn't, it was considered muksa. Erev Shabbos, it was no use. But now I'll tell you, now it's useful. So, it's really very hard Rashi to understand what the pshat and the Rashi is over here. It's hard to understand Rashi's pshat. That since you also gave me a hetter for the shechta to eat it, this also causes you to waive the din of muksa.
You have to waive it.
So, in order what?
In order to slaughter, you have to
fine, so don't slaughter maybe. It's true. Who told me to slaughter? It's true. If you tell me to slaughter it, then you have to tell me there's no mukta. It's true. But why are you doing that? Just we're saying since you're allowed to shecht it, you're also allowed to take off the mukta. Don't shecht it if it's mukta. Then don't shecht it today. So this different pshat we exactly had to understand.
Well, I know we can stay in a minute, but isn't that the same as the eagle? Like, why is the eagle
mukta? Yes, it's the same thing. I'm working with Hyle. It's true. But what's his svar?
It's fine. Question. Just like the
eagle's
allowed as soon as it's born.
So it's the same question. Why?
Well, the eagle was never mukhan. It can't be mukhan something that wasn't
all
yet.
So you're trying to say it's far. You're trying to say that it wasn't. There is a far like this. Hold on one second. There is such a far. That we learned. What's the mukhan? We get to it. Good. We're just taking a good shot. That we learned that it's from the Arsameach. He wants to say like this. We learn why it's being muksa. Because it says the chidus asher yaviu. You have to prepare it. Right? Why is it being muksa? Remember we learned that phase, why is it muksa? At least from Rav. Even Rav held this, the rice, even if we held this, the Rabbanan, it's based off the pasuk of the chidus asher yaviu. You have to prepare it. Right? So you were supposed to prepare it from before, from weekday, to yomtiv. Right? So, that only applies to something which is possible for me to prepare. Something which is possible for me to prepare, we tell you it's mukta because you should have prepared. So, Kavya Reitzman says, this thing is no, you couldn't, there was nothing to prepare over here. In this situation.
Unless you can go off on a Bidei
Shamayim.
That's okay.
Yeah, but. So, what are we saying? We're saying, what's the whole thing of mukta? We tell you it's mukta, why? Because you should have prepared it before. Let's say this thing was impossible to be prepared. It wasn't possible to be prepared before, yeah. Right? Let's say like this case, the egg it was unedible. There was nothing to do with it but on Erev Shabbos, right? So we don't have to, there's nothing to prepare it, correct? So over there, they want to say as far that there's no issue of muksa. Which what are we saying now? I'm saying until now this egg was unedible, was unusable. It was a thing, it was, right? But once now, so until now, it wasn't we couldn't feed it to a dog. You couldn't feed it. It wasn't edible for animals. It wasn't edible for human consumption. So there's nothing to do with this, right? So there what we're saying is it was unusable. So we're not saying, oh, you should have set it aside to do something with it. There's no, it's not, oh, we're saying, oh, you know what? It's mukta because you should have prepared it. There's nothing to prepare over here. So what we're saying is, hayal ve'roel l'shchita, since now, on Shabbos, it finally became edible. It became something to do with it. And now we're able to shecht it and eat it, right? Until then, you couldn't do anything with it. You couldn't even eat it with the sheretz, right? You weren't allowed to eat it. If you wanted it, you couldn't. If you want to eat the egg with the chicken, and make a new cuisine, egg with the chicken. Before it's, you know, before attached, it's not going to help. You weren't allowed to. It's usher. It's like a sheretz, right? So saying, so there were, since all of a sudden now becomes mutter, all of a sudden now becomes an entity. So therefore, also it's not. There's no issue of muksa. That's what Rashi means to say. That is the arsameach shot, one shot, which Rabbi Yossi was saying. That until now, there's no. Chazal wouldn't say muksa is this. Obviously, Rav argues on this. Obviously, there's an arguing point. You could say, too bad. I'm sorry, you couldn't prepare it. It was unpreparable. Too bad. That's what Rav holds. Rav holds as muksa. I give the excuses, there was no way to prepare, there's nothing to prepare for. It was unedible for animals, unedible for humans. Rav says, too bad. Muksa is muksa. This thing wasn't prepared before Shabbos for human consumption. It's muksa. That's called muksa. Come Shmuel or Rabbi Yechon say, no, that's not called muksa. Muksa is only if you should have prepared it. But over here, there's no way for you to prepare it because it's totally unedible, unusable. We don't kill that muksa. And the minute now becomes right for shchita, means it becomes edible, you could get a use for it. Now, you could also there's no issue of muksa, it's also mutter, we don't put on a muksa. That's the arsameach shot.
Skip the whole achar.
What do you skip the achar? Meaning,
this you're saying is, it didn't exist before achar, so achar didn't apply it.
Achar, that's what they want to say. We can't hold you responsible, you should have prepared it, I mean, it was unpreparable. That's their chiddush. It's a chiddush, still a chiddush. Shmuel saying a chiddush, it's a novel idea, he's saying a, in Shmuel saying idea, that's not the Pashup Shah. Simply what do we think? Like Rav. No, Ben. Ben, on a simple level, you hold like Rav. No? On a simple level, you tell me it's muksa. It wasn't prepared to eat. It's muksa. Kan Shmuel, this novel, Hayol, he says, no, since it wasn't able to prepare, it wasn't in a situation to be prepared, therefore, it's not considered muksa. What do you say, Fred? You like the Arsameach Shah? You hear?
Well,
not so much.
I have a question. You were saying that it's a sheret.
It's a sheret. It's considered a sheret.
Isn't there somewhere that says that the chick has not opened its eyes? It's still a
sheret. No, we're not going with that sheet. You're right. That's where it says later, until 3 days, or until opens its eyes, still a sheret. Let's say it was a very quick chick. It opened its eyes right away. An hour after it's born, okay. Mom just saw the light. Mom just, with the program, it felt yumptive. Mom just hops in this world, opened its eyes.
Okay.
Right, let's say, right, you're right. It has to be a case that it opened its eyes already. Or, no, we're not going with the sheet, it has to be 3 days old. So let's say it already opened its eyes. Already like, but yeah, we have the words coming up later. The words coming up. But so that is the Arzman of Josh. Try to understand this thing is called Hayel. This since they say since it just became Motzer Veshchita, it just became Sinai. Also, does not look so because it just became usable, couldn't be prepared until now. Therefore, that's one pshat. There are a few other pshatim here. Also, the other pshatim also try this Bnei Shua, but we'll try to go to Arzman for now. That Rabbi Yisrael said that pshat. So we'll go to our Sameach Pshat. The Yesu Pshat. Fine. Very good. Baruch Hashem. Make vibrate also, no? Make vibrate.
I know. I apologize.
It's fine. Mats, what are we saying over here? Fine. So good. That's Shmuel's Hayel, yeah? Good. Fine. So that's the Gemara says. Fred wants a new pshat. Maybe later we'll give you another pshat. Good. So that's the Shmuel's svar. Shmuel's saying it's mutter. Shmuel says Hayil umater atzma b'shchita. Since you're not making mutter b'shchita, therefore it's no longer mukta. Fine. So whatever it is, before we understand the svar, but the fact is they have a svar. Rabbi has a svar that they have a svar. Why by a chick it should be mutter? The svar of Hayil since. However, you just want to understand the svar. For now, we're going to always just refer to it as the svar of Hayel. Since it's mother shchita, it's mother mukta. There's no mukta. Amalei Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, Lurav, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, say to Rav. I have a big question here. You contradict yourself. Where? Chima ben zela egel shenay la biyomta. What's the difference between a chick that hatches and between a calf that's born on yomta? Right. What are they asking? What's the difference? Could you yourself, Rav, agree by a calf that's born on Yom Tov that you can eat it, right? Whereas you're contradicting yourself. Why a chick that's born, hatched on Yom Tov, you tell me you can eat it. But you yourself say by a calf that's born on Yom Tov, what do you hold? You hold you can eat it. Say, it's mukta. What do you mean it's mukta? You hold it's mukta, right? I, Rabbi, you told me it's mukta, right? Must be by a calf you hold like Shmuel. Must be you're agreeing to his logic of Hayil. Must be you are agreeing to his heter why it's not mukta. That's the kasha on Rav. Rav, how could you tell me by a chick that is mukta, right? By a calf you hold it's not mukta, correct? I have the not mukta. It should be mukta, correct? If by Ben Ashmashas this thing was unedible, right?
Trying to say that the eagle is mukta or trying to show that the parat is mukta?
Either way, you're contradicting yourself. Pick one way.
It seems like it's more focusing on making the frat.
Basically, we're not trying to cancel. I'm saying you agree, which means you agree to us by a calf that's born, correct? Haran, you agree to us by a calf that's born. Right, so you kind of need something. So why chick? Now, what's the reason, Rav? Meaning, just what are they really asking him? What's the reason why eagle it's mutter, right? Must be you hold like our svara. Of how you agree to us, it's not mukta. Could you agree to our logic that since it's right for shchita, it's not muktzah? You agree to us, correct? Must be you agree to us, right? And how else could the eagle be mutter? What other reason do you have? So if the eagle is mutter, must be you agree to us that we have a svar of higher logic to take it out of muktzah. So if so, by a chick also, you should say the same thing. That it should be mutter. That's a good question.
Yes.
That's really what they're asking him. You must be. You agree to our logic, and you make a mutter over there. So it should be mutter also. A chick also means, just like by an eagle, you have the same issue, right? What happened by an eagle? What's the story by an eagle? What happened by the eagle? Right? Let's say they wanted to say eventually, even if the eagle was a tree, right? Let's say you have an eagle. When Yom Tov came in, this thing wasn't born yet. Chayra, it's mukta, right? When Yom Tov came in, the eagle is mukta, wasn't born yet, right? So you must be, if you agree that it's mukta, it must be because you hold the fire. Now the Gemara is going to try to get out of it first. We're going to say maybe the eagle was a mukta. We'll try to figure out why it was a mukta first. But the end thing we're going to say, if
why
this...
Why can't Akhlad ever come
in here? No, so that's the Gemara's next thing. Oh, so you're saying, you're right, that's the Gemara's next thing. The Gemara's saying, if the mother was prepared, that's the Gemara's next step. You're right. The Gemara's going to try to say, since the eagle's mother was prepared, the child is also prepared. And it's just, right, just like the... That's really the Gemara's next step. We're saying, what do you mean? Since it, maybe it was Ag of the mother. That's what he was saying. It's Ochel the Ag. Yeah, basically it's part of the mother. So it's Mutter. So it wasn't Mukta.
Okay.
So that's the difference. That's Gemara's next step, really. Just different words. Meaning, we say over here, it's part of the mother.
Mutter
Ag of Ima. It's basically saying it's Ochel the Ag. It's just here, it's already like a thing.
Right.
Fine, good. Very good. That's Gemara's next question. So let's see Rashi. Like Egel Shnei Yomtov, right? We asked Rav, what's the difference between this and Egel is one Yomtov? The Tanya Lekaman that we learned in the Braisa later on, right? Shemutter Bayayim, it's mutter on that day Yomtov. L'divrei Hakol, according to everybody, it's mutter Bayayim according to everybody. Yes, what are we saying? So we're saying it's Mutter Rabbi Yoim according to everybody. Good. So what are we saying over here? No, okay. Start over. Restart. 400 times. Not that level. So again, so we're asking around. I don't say you're contradicting yourself. Why, by your eagle, are you telling me the eagle over there, the eagle that's born is mutter, and by the chick you're saying it's usser? That's our question. Let's see the Gemara inside. Amar Luhu. 5 lines in the bottom. Amar Luhu. Hayul umuchan agav imay b'shchita. Since it's prepared for its mother by because of shchita, which means just like if you would shuck the mother on erev Yom Tov, right? Just like if you shuck the mother on erev Yom Tov, this ego would be mutter, right? We know that's the halacha. We know the halacha is when you shuck the mother and the calf is inside, that you could even eat the calf. Correct? So, therefore, it was never mukta. What was our whole question on the rap?
But if the mom was mukta, would it be mukta?
But we're saying it's not mukta. Why should the mother be mukta? Why is it mukta? You wanted to eat it. You had in mind, I want to eat this.
Okay,
so the mother.
You're saying, checking the mom, Erev Yom Tov.
I had in mind to shuck the mother on Erev Yom Tov.
And it's
not mukta. So the baby's not either. The calf is not either mukta.
It's not a chicken mom. The
no, not yet. Now in regular. Right? Good.
A regular mom. Obviously, okay.
Yeah. So the wise thing, basically, it's like we said earlier, like Rabbi said, it's Ochel Da'afras. It's part of the mother. So maybe that's the reason why Rav agrees over there. Correct? Maybe that's why Rav agrees with this. So you're not. It's not a contradiction at all. Right? The chick was mukta. You had no use on when Shabbos came, when Yom Tov came in. This thing wasn't mukta. You were planning on eating it. You were planning on shakting the mother on Yom Tov, having a barbecue on Yom Tov. So that's why Rav over there holds its mutter. But the wise says. Uma bein zeh, but what's the difference between this? La'elagad shenil abinat treifa. From an eagle born from a treifa animal. What's the halacha? If you have a treifa animal, and you shuck the animal, and the baby's inside,
it's treifa.
Right? But what, let's say the it comes, and you, it's born first, and then you shuck the baby, it's kosher. Right? If when we shuck the mother, the eagle is inside, right? The calf is always part of its mother. Correct? So let's say you shuck the mother, the calf no longer needs shchita. Let's say the mother is a treifa, the calf is also a treifa. Right? So we're saying, what's the Gemara's question? That it seemed like from the Gemara, but we didn't differentiate between if the mother was a treifa or not. We said, the eagle is born on Yom Tov, you're allowed to shecht. Correct?
True.
Which means the Gemara understands, in all situations, not only if the mother was a healthy animal, which means even if the mother was a treifa, Rav still agreed that it's mutter, right? Now you don't have the answer, oh, it's mutter because of the mother. Because here the mother's usser. So why over there is it not the issue of mukta? Rav, you're contradicting yourself, right? What's the question on Rav? Why are you chick? You're telling me it's mukta. Why is the eagle mutter? Right? You want to tell me, no, because it was aga, the mother. But let's say the mother wasn't kosher. Right? So this thing is mukta. When Benishmashas came in, it was unedible. Right? During Benishmashas, right? Before this calf was born, it was unedible, correct? This calf, as long as it's in the mother, is unedible. Right? It's a trefa, it's a trefa. So it's only edible once it's born. So during Benishmashas, it should be mukta. So why Rav is not mukta? That's a question on Rav. Right? Must be if it's not mukta. Because you hold of the svara like Shmuel. You hold of Hayel. Right? That means it's not, you could now became mukta the shech. Now it's also not mukta. So if so, why did there buy a chick? That's the follow-up of the Gemara's question always. Why would there be a mutter? Because you must be holding like logic of Shmuel. Buy a cat. So if so, you should hold the same logic. Buy a chick. Correct?
Are you saying that the, as far as explaining that the cat came out from the mother, not found inside the mother? You say the cat, the mother gave birth to the cat.
Maybe gave birth.
Not found the cat inside the mother.
Correct. Didn't find it. But even once it gave birth.
If the mother was trafe and you found inside it, it would be trafe also.
Correct.
If the mother was trafe and the mother gave birth to the cat, if the mother was trafe and the mother gave birth to the cat, technically the cat is permissible.
It's mutter. And Rav says, yeah, and even on Yom Tov, Rav says you could check it.
Right. But that's what he means. Is that what he means?
That's the question. But if it should be mukta, it should be mukta. Why is it not mukta over there? During Menashmash, when Yom Tov came in, there was no use for this cat. So when it says Shasik Rav, Rav was silent. Which usually means, we usually have a rule, Shtika Kaida. If you're quiet, it means you agree. You're backing down. So Rav said, I agree, you're right. If I agree to you, Shmuel, by a calf and its mutter, the chick should also be mutter. So that's usually what it seems like. It means Shasik Rav, means he was quiet, means he had no answer. So usually it means he agreed. Unless he just, sometimes it can mean, maybe he just doesn't have an answer right now. But usually if he's quiet, then he's fine. Okay, I agree. Fine, that's his first part of this Gemara. Good. What?
Stick,
right? Oh, let's see Rashi here. Muchan agav imay. Right, we said, right, the word first says, what about the calf that was from, let's say, the healthy mother? The word said, no. Over there, the reason why it's not mukta was because it was muchan, it was prepared, agav imay. It was prepared on account of its mother. But let's see Rashi. Seven lines to the bottom. Muchan agav iman. But either what still betoich when it was in me'eha, it's the mother, the stomach of the mother. Im nishachata ha'im. If we shecht, we slaughter the mother. Hayanecha, then we could eat it. We'd be able to eat the baby. So therefore, during Menashmash, it's not mukta because we were able to eat this eagle the whole time. So what about a case where it's a trefa? Right. That was the rule. The rule is. Bina aser, the child is aser. Im nimtza b'teicha, if it's found inside of it when it was shechted. What the rule is, to ubar the fetus yerech imayu, he is a thigh of the mother, which is you consider a piece of the mother, right? And hayal, since just like we see b'shchitas imay, when you slaughter the mother at the balach, you could eat it. You could eat the child even without shechting it. So they are also. If the mother is found to be a trefa, even if the animal, this baby, is totally healthy, you also can't eat it because we consider it to be a thigh, a piece of the mother. So the chin, by Yom Tov, not trefa. And when it's born on Yom Tov from a trefa mother, like a lemimer, you cannot say to me, Hayil umuchan agav imay, right? That you could eat it since it's prepared on account of its mother. So if you hear its mother, you couldn't eat it on account of its mother. It's still in all. B'shchitas atzmai, when you shecht itself, when you shecht the baby alone, mutter l'shechta, you're allowed to shecht it ula'achlan, to eat it, right? Even according to Rav, the loy ashkan, we never found man da'as, we never found anyone who made it us. We just said it with here that animal has a baby on Yom Tov, you're allowed to shecht the calf. We didn't say only if the mother was mutter, which means even in a case where the mother is usr, right? Even in a case where the mother is usr, still we're permitting you, and was not considering a mukta. So what's the difference? Must be Rav, you hold of the svara of Hayil. You hold like Shmuel of his logic. That since it's mutter the shechta now, it's also not mukta. So why don't you hold like that by the chick? So Rav is silenced. Rav doesn't answer back. Good. That's the Gemara up until now.
Well, but it says that you hold that they don't find anyone that ushers it. Right. So that means there's no machlokes.
Even Rav, which means even Rav, besides for Shmuel, even Rav didn't argue over there. Right? Correct. By Eagle, no one argued. Correct. So it's a question on Rav. Meaning, even though we didn't say the names Rav and Shmuel over there, but it was everyone agreed. If you have something to argue on, Rav should have argued. Rav knows how to speak up. He should have argued. Why didn't he argue? It must be he agreed with it. Right? So if he agreed, it's a question on you. So you're contradicting yourself. What? Why is it quiet? Comes Rabbi, Tamar Rav Yosef. Says, my time was Shasik Rav. I don't understand. We're back in the Gemara, 3 lines to the bottom. What's the reason Rav was quiet? I have a very good differentiation between a chick and a calf. I see a very big difference. Leimaluhu, let us say to them. So let Rav answer everybody who's arguing on him. I have a difference for you. Hoyel, Muchan, Agavimai, Leklavim. A calf is still not muksa. You know why? It's different than the chick. Because it was prepared for its mother, because this mother you could have fed to the dogs. What was your own question? Chayra, buy your chick, you're telling me it's muksa, because it was muksa during Ben Hashmashas. So a calf also should be muksa, because it was muksa Ben Hashmashas, because you couldn't eat it. Let's say the mother was a treif, but you couldn't eat it during Ben Hashmashas. Right? So what's the worst question? What I say, what do you mean? I have a good difference for you. I have a good answer. You know what the difference is? My answer is that it wasn't muktzah because you had it used for it for Ben Hashmashas. Because even though this calf was inside a treifa egel, so right now, technically speaking, it has a status of treifa. It wasn't muktzah. I had a use. I intended to feed it to my dogs. Unlike a chick. A chick has there's no purpose. You can't. Even when it's alive, yeah, you feed it to the dogs. I was planning on feeding it to the dogs. Feeding this treifa animal to the dogs, giving them a meal.
An unborn calf or a treifa mom, Arab Shabbos.
Had a use.
It has use.
Because I could have fed it to the dogs.
Technically, while it's part of the mother, it's also food for the dogs.
Fine. Good. So what are we saying here? Good. So comes the Gemara and says, let's see Rashi.
And that's why Rabbi being silent, because there really was a use for it?
No, that's a question, and we don't understand why he's being silent. Because Rav said it's mutter. Rav said by the calf it's mutter. Right?
Permitted.
But we asked on him, why is it permitted? It should really be usher.
And he was quiet.
But we say, why is he quiet?
Because really it
shouldn't be permitted. Meaning, why is he quiet? We asked him, meaning like this. We asked him, why is it mutter? Why is it different than a chick? He was quiet. Meaning, it seems to be the reason why you agree it's mutter by the calf is because you hold of the logic of Hayo. You hold of the logic like Shmuel of sins. Since it's mutter v'shchita, it's mutter, not mukta anymore. Question, why do you have to, why is Rav have to bend? Why do you have to buckle down to that? He could say, I don't hold you're a svar of Hayo. The reason why it's mutter is not because I'm saying you're a svar of Hayo, since it's mutter v'shchita, it's mutter v'mukta. It's mutter because it was never mukta, because it was edible for dogs. Why couldn't Rav stick up for himself and answer that? So we're asking a question now. Why were you quiet? It's true, you're right. Either way, it's mutter. We're saying, why did you have to be quiet and agree to them? The reason it's mutter, because of their logic, Rav, you could have said a different reason why it's allowed.
He probably doesn't like this.
Sure not. I'm saying, because why is asking, why not? Rav is asking, why not? Rav's saying, I think, Rav is saying,
that's not the only option out there.
Yeah, I have a good option.
But creative one.
Yeah. And the homie's saying, I have an option, so why did Rav agree to that? I mean, it sounded like Rav had his point, and he like felt like he bent to that. Why do you have to bend down to that? Why do you have to like go to that store? He could have said a very simple difference. He could have held strong, a chick is still mukta. Why do you... Well, you know what, machlekes? Machlekes and Shem Shemayim. Yeah. And they wanted the emes, so why is Rav going here? He could have answered himself. Nachon, you're right, he wanted to agree with it. So, my time is just to Rav. The reason why I hold this mutter is not because I hold of your svar of hayel, not because I hold of your fancy logic, Shmuel. It's because in this case it was never mukta because it was prepared for dogs the whole time, right? And was not so by a chick. And by a chick, there's no such thing. A dog doesn't eat a chick. Dogs don't eat chicks. They don't eat chicks. That's what Rashi said. They don't eat chick. I guess Rashi knows.
While they're in the shell.
While they're in the shell, yeah. Dogs don't eat chicks while they're in the shell. So over there, buy the chick, or it was mukta. Because when the shmashas came in, the chick was in the shell, there was no use for it. Right? But the eagle, there was a use for it. Even though it was in the mother, it could have been a tree for mother, there was a use. It could have fed it to the dog. Let's see, Rashi,
Clovin. Also, we're talking about throwing chicken to a dog. Chicken is not part of that.
Right, I don't know why you would. Right, now, even if you were planning on it. Right. Anyway, it's weird, right? Why should you throw your chick to the dog?
Part of that rule.
Right. Okay, well, Kalev Tashukhan said the trait.
When you say clubbing, it has to be the clubbing?
No, it just means whatever animal
any
you
animal?
See. Yeah, but it seems like unedible.
There are animals with things in eggs, no? The birds, sure.
Yeah, but it could be something that you have a halacha. If it's not around, then you don't have in mind that it should be for that use. Dogs are a common thing that it's around. You don't live in a zoo, right? So you weren't planning on feeding this egg to some type of funny creature that grows in the zoo that eats chicks and eggs. Mm-hmm. Instead, klubim is klubim or domesticated animals that you would have thought of feeding it for.
But also the mitzvah, you have to give it.
Right. Also, like, Israel was saying klubim because the mitzvah
belongs to you.
Right, fine, even if it belongs to you. He said, you don't usually own a lion. Most people don't own lions. Right. Really, Rizzi also Klein was saying there's a mitzvah to give like Kalat HaShulchan. I said, it's a mitzvah to feed a trait animal to a dog. But it would technically be speaking mean, any, right, so probably you're planning on. Right, it's a mitzvah to the dog. So, Pasha, over here, if you feed it to something, you probably plan on feeding it to a dog.
A mitzvah to
the rest? Yeah, mitzvah to the rest, to feed it to a dog. To feed your trait stuff to a dog. So, probably. What? You can? Yeah, it's a pasta. Yeah, because they didn't bark from Mitzrayim, they get food. They always get the tray. Fine. So let's see this Rashi like love him. The Ben Hashmashas, because during Ben Hashmashas, let's say three lines from the bottom Rashi, two lines now. I say Ima Amenes Laka. His mother, its mother was already standing, was fit to feed to dogs, right? So therefore, that's why it's not Mukta. It had a use. We planned on using it to feed it to dogs on Erev. Yom Tov.
She died after.
She didn't die.
She designated.
She never died.
It's a trefa animal.
You could tell that it's a trefa from the outside.
Let's say. So she dies 11 o'clock Friday night.
She didn't die. Yeah, she didn't die.
Never dies.
It's a trefa. Let's say it's a broken leg. One of its legs are broken off, and it's not going to live 12 months. You can tell from the outside sometimes.
And you know she's pregnant.
Yeah. So I was planning. Well, whatever. Even if I didn't know, I was planning. I probably know. I was planning on feeding this thing to the dogs.
Was this was this Shabbos or Yom Tov or Tov?
Yom Tov. Let's say.
So then you could have shemped it on Yom Tov to eat it. You see, it's a treifa. At that point, finished
kosher. Nachon. Nachon. You saw it's a treifa, or was it? Nachon. You could have also saw in this case a treifa. For the next case, in Shabbos, it's going to be more complicated. It has to be it was a treifa from before. Let's just say, technically speaking, yeah. But then it's no, because then it's going to be confusing. Because then you didn't have a mind to feed it to the dogs. Let's say we're talking about a case here, you knew Ben Hashmashas that it's fit for dogs. That's the case. And therefore, you were planning on. Yeah, you knew it's pregnant. But it doesn't even matter if you knew, because they're saying as of now that the Ober is Yerech Ima, it's part of the mother. And let's say I didn't even know there's anything inside, I have no clue, I don't know. But the point is, it's designated for dogs. So therefore, it's not Muksa, the whole shot, it's not going to be Muksa on Yom Tov, this whole animal with the baby inside, right? Because right now it's part of the mother. Let's say, like, club, unless you ask the Ben Hashmashas, I say, Ima does God, the mother was standing for this. Aval, however, a chick inside the shell. It's not fit for dog consumption. Dogs don't eat chicks and eggs. Also, if a person wasn't, a person couldn't eat it. It's a sheretz. Hilchach, therefore, Nola, who here actually throws this, Nola, it's mukta. And as of now, it wasn't available for use. So on Shabbos, when this thing is born, it's Nailah, so therefore it's going to be Usr. So Rav has a very good difference between these two, a chick and a cat. So we'll stop over here. So Rav basically has a question to Rav. Why were you quiet? So fine, I'm going to come back and try to answer that. Fine. Let's Hashem study. We'll try to finish up this Gemara. Shkaya.